From Story Flow Daily, Clara Climate Brief, Iran War Pushes Transit Ridership, Utah Data Center Backlash, and Chevron Seeks Tax Break for Microsoft's Power Plant. Welcome to Story Flow Daily Climate. I'm Clara. The Macro Energy Shock Meets Mode Shift Story. Per Grist, the Iran War's disruption of Strait of Hormuz oil shipments has pushed national average gas prices past $4.50 gal, California past $6.15 gal, and public transit ridership is climbing in response. The historical pattern holds. Americans return to buses and commuter rail when fuel prices break their household budget. The harder question Grist walks through: whether transit capacity built for pre-pandemic ridership patterns can absorb the inbound demand without service degradation. If you advise on transit agency capital planning, the next 90 days of ridership data will inform a multi-year decision tree. The data center vs. water and grid fight that should be everyone's case study, per Grist, Shark Tank personality. Kevin O'Leary is backing a hyperscale data center proposal in rural Utah, 40,000 acres, demanding 9 gigawatts of power once complete, more than double the state's current total electricity use. The backlash has been intense even in a state where the motto is industry. If you build or advise on data center siting, watch the Utah PUC and county board votes. The framework that emerges will shape every subsequent data center versus community fight in the western U.S. The parallel data center battle in Texas, per Grist, Chevron subsidiary Energy Forge 1 is seeking a hundreds of millions of dollars state tax break to build a gas-fired power plant in West Texas, explicitly to power a data center whose tenant could be Microsoft. The school district tax break is the operational mechanism. Microsoft's environmental commitments and the company's actual electricity sourcing are increasingly hard to reconcile when you read pieces like this. The fact check worth bookmarking: Carbon Brief on the false narrative that the UK is alone in its net zero target. The fact: the US and Iran are the world's only two major emitters without net zero targets. UK conservatives have been pushing the "we're unilateral" frame. The data does not support it. Useful primary source ammunition for any climate policy debate. And the smaller, hopeful story I want everyone to read: Grist on Chicago Park District's Kilbourne Park Greenhouse, where Rene Costanzo grows 15,000-plus plants annually, including a growing share of native plants once dismissed as weeds. Native plant sales are now structurally up across the residential landscape industry. The smallest-scale climate adaptation infrastructure, your yard, is finally moving in the right direction. That's your story, Flow Daily Climate. Sources in the notes. Clara out.